This is Jay Sekulow. Remember when Planned Parenthood's Guttmacher Institute said that abortion was safer than childbirth? Interesting statement in light of new revelations about a death at an abortion facility.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops claims that institutions can have consciences of poppycock.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
We are heeding the voice of the people who overwhelmingly oppose taxpayer funding of abortion.
Planned Parenthood, we see 3 million patients a year. 1 in 5 women has been to Planned Parenthood in the United States. We do more to prevent unintended pregnancy and the need for abortion than any organization in America.
Hey, hey, this is dangerous.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I've got 2 daughters. If they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Hey, hey, this is dangerous.
That's 1-800-684-3110. And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey everybody, welcome to the broadcast. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. You know, we're lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice, government affairs experts as well. And we always like to bring you evidence. Remember that Guttmacher Institute report from a few days ago that abortion was safer than actually childbirth? That was their position. Of course, they don't include in that the 52 million unborn American children that have been killed at abortion clinics. But Illinois has stepped up, and they've been one of the most pro-abortion states in the country, but they've stepped up their investigation of abortion clinics, many of which have not been reviewed in 15 years. The reason why? Well, a particular clinic had to close when a woman died during an abortion procedure and the clinic failed to perform CPR. This was the Women's Aid Clinic. And interestingly, they're complaining about these, quote, surprise, what they call surprise investigations and inspections that are going on Illinois on the abortion issue, which is interesting since Planned Parenthood, Cecile Richards, still bragging about their abortion performance. Listen to this one.
Planned Parenthood. We see 3 million patients a year. 1 in 5 women has been to Planned Parenthood in the United States. We do more to prevent unintended pregnancy and the need for abortion than any organization in America.
Jordan, who are they kidding? They perform more abortions than anybody in the world.
They are the number one abortion provider in the United States and the entire world. They are now working most aggressively where we have 2 offices in Africa, and we're actually doing work in Nigeria as well, Kenya and Zimbabwe, and in Kenya. Part of that constitutional referendum, they wanted to make sure the language was so vague that basically the Constitution guaranteed a right to abortion on demand. So they are active, just like we are, all over the world, because when it comes to the issue of abortion, Dad, you have to be active all over the world, because Planned Parenthood, just like the ACLJ, is an international organization. Now, here's the difference. We don't get $465 million from the federal government every year. On top of that, we don't charge for abortion procedures at the ACLJ, which gives them another $500 million plus dollars a year. They're a billion-dollar organization that we're fighting. They got lobbyists all over D.C. They talk that it's all about all these issues. And, Dad, I promise you this. If the federal government said, we will take this money, and we're not going to cut the women's health funding, but we're going to give it to places that don't provide abortions, that don't do abortions, not the abortion business, then guess what? Plenty of organizations would step up. So I think any of the women who have concerns out there about some of the other work Planned Parenthood does, remember, that money wouldn't be cut. It would just be taken away from Planned Parenthood and given to others providing the same services that you may have used before.
All right, folks, we'll take your calls at 1-800-684-3110. After the break, we're going to be joined by Congressman Trent Franks, interesting developments in Washington. But, folks, hundreds of you, thousands of you have requested Choosing Life, the history of the pro-life movement. It's a full-length feature film of the ACLJ. I want to get it to you today absolutely free. Everybody call in right now and get it. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 for Choosing Life. Everybody needs it. Or simply go to ACLJ.org. And when you're there, make that online donation, ACLJ.org.
The battle to protect life could not be more important. While President Obama celebrates the tragic anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which has resulted in 54 million abortions, the American Center for Law and Justice remains dedicated to working in the courts and in Congress to protect human life. Front and center, Obamacare, a pro-abortion health care law, now before the Supreme Court. The ACLJ is urging the High Court, with the filing of multiple briefs, to reject this pro-abortion measure. Millions of Americans are marking the tragic implementation of Roe v. Wade 39 years ago by standing up for life. The ACLJ is committed to protecting life, standing up for the most defenseless of us all. We want you to have an important new resource, our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, our gift to you. All you need to do is call now, 1-877-989-2255, or get your copy online at aclj.org. Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Seculo provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Seculo Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Seculo tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Seculo. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, 1-800-684-3110. I want to encourage you to go to aclj.org. Check out a posting on our ACLJ docket blog by one of our attorneys, Matt Clark, who actually debunks this whole abortion is safer than childbirth issue. I mean, does it from a legal analysis and a mathematic and scientific analysis. So you're going to want to see that at aclj.org. Folks, we're going to take your calls. Let me encourage you to do something here. The president talked about he didn't want his children punished with the baby, which would be talking about his own grandchildren. That's why he wants abortion allowed. I want to make sure everybody that's listening to this broadcast understands the scope and nature of the abortion industry. That's what it is. It's an abortion industry. We put together Choosing Life, the history of the pro-life movement, the full-length feature film of the ACLJ, to give you a history, an archived history of what it means to defend life, what the Roe versus Wade decision actually meant. And I want to encourage you I really want to encourage you on this, to go and get a copy of this. You get it at aclj.org or call us right now. I want to send it to you absolutely free. 1-877-989-2255 for the documentary DVD Choosing Life. That's 1-877-989-2255. It's a tremendous – you're going to see me in court in this one, folks. It's a really great documentary film. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go right to the phones. A lot of calls coming in.
Yeah, let's go to Roger calling from Oregon on line 3. Roger, welcome to Jay Seculo Live.
Hi, Roger.
Good morning. Gentlemen, I've been listening to your program this week and had a first chance to call in. Originally, several years ago, I was pro-choice. My wife and I were new Christians. And at that time, my wife got involved with the Crisis Pregnancy Center in Arizona. Spent a number of years there, and she told me of the different stories of women that faced pregnancies, the trauma of post-abortion that they experienced years later, women that worked there that had gone through abortions and regretted everything that they did regarding that abortion, the decision they made, what they lived with afterwards, and just the years of having to come to deal with that or come to grips with that, the models of the fetuses in various stages of development. When I saw those things and I heard her stories, being an engineer, I could not justify my position on abortion. I could not justify, my position on a right to choose. And to me, that right to choose is done before sex, before relying on some faulty right or an excuse to absolve oneself of responsibility.
Yeah, you know, it's very interesting that you say this, Roger, because we received a call. I'm going to play it again. We received a call from a woman the other day that hit this issue head on, very emotional. And I'll tell you something. You're almost speechless when you're done listening to it. We had another one yesterday. In fact, I'll get that one from yesterday and we'll maybe play it tomorrow. But take a listen to Cindy's call from California, which is exactly what you just said.
I'm pretty emotional about this. I first want to admit that I have had two abortions. I am a grown woman. I'm well past 50. I also have two beautiful daughters. And I want those people that are thinking right now about having an abortion to remember this. There isn't a day goes by that I don't regret having those other two children. When I see the two gifts that God gave me that are living, walking, breathing, and providing and giving to this world the way they are, I regret every day not having those two children. And I want anyone thinking about this to remember that Planned Parenthood doesn't talk about that statistic of the regret. They can go on about how it's healthier to have the abortion than have the child. And in one case that was with me, I was not supposed to have any more children. But the fact is, I had another child after that and married and raised her. She's grown now. They both are. I just feel that it's something that you can't get it back. You know, you can give it up for an adoption and give a gift of life to another family that wants it, but you cannot bring that child back.
I've played that a couple of times because, folks, this is the reason why we fight like we do. And this is the reason why I want you educated on the issues. Here is the phone number right now, and I want to encourage you to get our documentary film, Choosing Life. It is free, but you heard the reason why. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We're very fortunate to have a very good friend of ours on the broadcast. That is Congressman Trent Franks from Arizona, who's been, not only representing those folks in Arizona well, but really all of us on this, on so many issues, including the pro-life issue. Congressman, thanks for being with us today.
I'm always so glad to be with you guys. You're one of the great voices in the country, and I'm thankful to you.
Congressman, I know things are very busy right now for you and for Congress. You've got two bills that you've got going right now. Let's talk about those. Again, the life issue continues to come up in Congress. You've got the pain-capable Unborn Child Protection Act. I did part of that partial birth abortion cases where we had the experts on fetal pain. What is this bill designed to do?
Well, it's designed to do three things, Jay. First of all, it's designed, if it passes, to try to alleviate some of the horrible suffering that unborn children encounter in this country, and there's just no way to put that in the proper emphasis. It's a tragedy that beggars description. Secondly, it's designed to remind people of the humanity of the child and the inhumanity of what is done to them in abortion. And then the third thing, of course, it will cause all of us to have a new look at this debate and take a look at it from a different angle. And that it will play a role in the presidential campaign and just in who we begin to choose for our next leaders so that they, have to deal with this issue head on. Because more and more, as you know, especially among young people, the new technologies and the new realities, they're starting to understand this terrible reality of aborting 4,000 children in our country every day. And the issue is starting to be more favorable pro-life emphasis than ever before.
Yeah, it is amazing the movement among young people right now. I've been litigating these cases for 30 years, but boy, it's a whole different tack they're taking, and it's extremely effective as well. You also have got H.R. 1822. Let's talk about that one for a moment. Very specific on what you're trying to do there, especially when it comes to sex selection abortions, race-based abortions, which, boy, there's a lot of that. Tell us what you're looking for there.
Well, ultimately, the bill simply says that you cannot discriminate against an unborn child by subjecting them to an abortion based on their sex or race. And the two seminal figures there, I suppose, are as follows. We're now aborting thousands of little girls in this country simply because they're little girls instead of little boys. And right now, we're also aborting nearly half of all African-American children, and Hispanic children also aborted at an extreme disproportion. And I just have to believe that if America was truly aware of that, it would assault our collective conscience. It seems like, for a country that's built on the fundamental premise that we're all created, and that's what makes us equal, that we would reject this idea, this notion that our policy on abortion would so disproportionately hit the minority community, and that we would somehow embrace this notion of killing little girls because simply because she's a little girl and not a little boy. If that's who America is, then it's time to bring the curtain down and realize that this generation has lost everything previous generations have gained.
Well, Congressman, I want to tell you, I appreciate the stand you're taking. I appreciate your consistent position and your advocacy on behalf of all of us in the United States Congress. It is, when I say this with all humility and respect for you, it is a pleasure and an honor to work with you in the United States Congress and your colleagues as we move this forward. Jordan, you had a quick question for the Congressman?
Yeah, Congressman Franks, when we fight for life, and many times we hear this from listeners, can we win these battles? Are we going to be able to win these battles? And I try to reiterate, you can never stop fighting. You believe this is murder. You never give up. And you keep proposing legislation and let the American people see the fight, regardless of whether the Senate may stop it or the president doesn't like it, because it does give a preview into what will happen if a conservative pro-life majority is elected in the House and the Senate and the White House.
Well, I agree with you on all fronts, but I would just emphasize your first point, and that is that we have a great responsibility to fight this fight no matter what happens, so that if we step on this life having failed, at least we know we did our best. But I would also tell you that history is replete with examples of when it seems almost hopeless, that persistence and truth have a way of walking down the road of victory sooner or later.
Right.
And I'm convinced that this country, you know, we ended 7,000 years of slavery. We marched into Europe and arrested the Nazi Holocaust. We crushed the Ku Klux Klan. We had our own civil rights battles, and we finally prevailed. And I will just tell you that I believe the day will come when the sunshine of life will break through these clouds and shine again on these little babies. And when it does, it'll be people like Jay Sekulow and others that society will remember that held onto their hands until the storm was gone. And I really can't express to you how grateful I am for your consistency and your persistence in this valiant effort.
Thank you, Congressman. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we'll see you soon. Folks, we're going to a break. I want you educated and informed. I want you to get Choosing Life, the DVD, 1-877-989-2255. Full-length feature film, 877-989-2255. Great information and resources at ACLJ.org as well. So I encourage you to go there, ACLJ.org. When you're at ACLJ.org, make that online tax-deductible donation. You're helping us out around the globe. Again, 877-989-2255 for Choosing Life. Back with more in a moment.
Now you can cut through the clutter, get the facts, the latest on the political landscape, as well as the legal and cultural issues that matter most to you and your family. ACLJ Executive Director Jordan Sekulow provides unique insights and a fresh perspective daily on The Jordan Sekulow Show.
This is such an important time for America, a national election, a Supreme Court decision on Obamacare, and so much more. In a world where the liberal media strives to distort reality and discredit conservatives just like you and me, you can rely on us to provide you with the facts, the truth.
With experience that spans the globe, Jordan Sekulow tackles the tough topics. And you can be part of the show. Send Jordan your questions right now via Twitter. Tweet at Jordan Sekulow. The Jordan Sekulow Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern on Sirius and XM Radio, as well as streaming live on ACLJ.org. The battle to protect life could not be more important. While President Obama celebrates the tragic anniversary of Roe v. Wade, which has resulted in 54 million abortions, the American Center for Law and Justice remains dedicated to working in the courts and in Congress to protect human life. Front and center, Obamacare, a pro-abortion health care law now before the Supreme Court. The ACLJ is urging the High Court, with the filing of multiple briefs, to reject this pro-abortion measure. Millions of Americans are marking the tragic implementation of Roe v. Wade 39 years ago by standing up for life. The ACLJ is committed to protecting life, standing up for the most defenseless of us all. We want you to have an important new resource, our DVD documentary, Choosing Life, our gift to you. All you need to do is call now, 1-877-989-2255, or get your copy online at aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. Let me give you some updates on the Florida Republican presidential primary. CNN's most recent poll has Insider Advantage, the most recent poll, which is through the 25th, so that was through yesterday, has it this way right now. Romney at 40, Gingrich at 32, Santorum at 8, Paul at 9. Rasmussen has Romney at 39, 31 for Gingrich, 12 for Santorum, and 9 for Paul. Reports are that Rick Santorum actually will participate, of course, in tonight's debate, but will not be campaigning in Florida over the weekend. I think he's doing some tax work, actually. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens in Florida. Big debate tonight. I'm sure we'll have analysis on the broadcast tomorrow. Let's go right back to the phones, Jordan. Grab some calls here. It's been a fascinating week on this so far. It's been encouraging to hear the reports coming in from around the country of people standing up for life.
Yeah, let's go to I think this is a perfect one. Jesse calling from California on line 5. Jesse, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Jesse.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Appreciate everything you guys are doing.
Thanks.
For us here. I'm just kind of compelled to ask if our president, I mean, don't get me wrong, I respect our president and his authority as our commander-in-chief, but what a poor choice of words from that soundbite about whether his daughters would be punished with a child. I mean, I'm compelled to ask if he genuinely feels like that, or is it something he just feels he has to say, well, as a politician? I mean,
oh no, I'm going to play two sound bites for you. First, I'm going to play that one, and I'm going to follow it up with his statement about Planned Parenthood. So it's number 7 and then number 6 back to back. Take a listen.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals, but if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
There will always be people, many of goodwill, who do not share my view on the issue of choice. On this fundamental issue, I will not yield, and Planned Parenthood will not yield.
And then I'm going to play one more for you, number 8, about his health care bill.
In my mind, reproductive care is essential care. It is basic care. And so it is at the center and at the heart of the plan that I've proposed.
So what we've got is Obamacare includes reproductive care. That's what the president wanted. He also says, I don't want them punished with a baby. And on the issue of abortion, he will not yield, nor will Planned Parenthood yield. Folks, this is why you have to get educated. You need to know about Planned Parenthood. You need to know about where these candidates stand. You need to know about the real truth of Obamacare and what's in it. That's why we've got this DVD for you. I want you to have it. We've distributed close to 500,000 copies, and I want you to have it as well. Here's the number. Get it right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Again, when you go to aclj.org, let me encourage you, make that online donation, really helping us out. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, David French is going to be hosting your show for you today, correct?
That's right, and then I'm going to be in KKMS, which is one of our Salem affiliates in Minneapolis, St. Paul. I do a monthly broadcast with them for about 30 minutes with Pastor Brad Brandon on Word of Truth. He's going to be in the studio with me. I'm doing a pastor's briefing for Faith and Freedom Coalition. They've got their caucus coming up February 7th and dead. I think, you know, Florida is going to be very important next week, but as you know, these states like Minnesota now are playing a major role, and pastors want to learn what they can and can't do under the law, not trying to push the law, but exactly what they can and can't do. There's a lot of misinformation. They get a lot of threats, Dad. They get told, you know, hey, you're not really allowed to mention politics at all. And even American Shine for Separation Church and State Barry Lynn, because he's having to kind of defend what the Obama administration did at Ebenezer Baptist Church on MLK, has made it clear they can do voter registration. They can certainly talk about the issues. The only real restriction is an endorsement from the pulpit. But outside the pulpit, pastors can certainly endorse candidates personally. They can talk about it. They can do that. They can't use church resources. We want to cut through to the real law, how to protect the churches, but also how they can engage. And I think it's not only a constitutional right of Americans, a biblical duty. We have been blessed to live in a country where we elect our leaders, which means your church members, if you're a pastor out there, are responsible and they're going to come to you. I've heard that from so many pastors. We heard about it today. That really understand that they want to educate folks about how important this election is, and they can do that. And I'm going to be explaining it to a group of about 100 pastors in Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah, that's encouraging. Again, folks, I want you to get that DVD, Choosing Life. It's absolutely free. 877-989-2255. 1-877-989-2255. And I will let's take Bill and call line number 5.
Bill calling from Washington State on line 5. Bill, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, hello and welcome. I heard the lady's comment about, you know, how she dealt with her abortion, and I don't know how many guys have called in or anything. I just wanted to chime in and say, hey, look, you know, I'm a recovering alcoholic and had problems with drugs, and the Lord healed me from that and saved me from that. But over way above that was dealing with an abortion that happened in my life about 20 years ago. And just want to chime in and say, hey, for guys, it's not something that's easily dismissed, too, and it's something that really has to be reckoned with. And I praise God that the Lord has been able to deal with that in my life. And just wanted to chime in and say thank you for what you're doing and express that.
Well, thank you for your honesty and for bringing that point up, because we haven't talked about that much, the impact it has on the men who have lost a child through abortion as well. So I appreciate, Bill, you calling in, and I appreciate your integrity. I'm going to take another call here, but let me encourage you, those on the line, stay on the line. If you want, when lines open up, keep calling at 1-800-684-3110. David French, senior counsel for the ACLJ, is going to be subbing in for Jordan today. Let's, Jordan, try to grab one more call for this half hour, then everybody else stays on the line. Again, if you want to talk to us, 1-800-684-3110.
Yeah, let's go to, I think Verana's got a great question from Washington State on line 3. Verana, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Verana.
Taking my call. I just wonder why none of the candidates running for president haven't used this soundbite to explain Obama's position on abortion.
I suspect, Verana, because you're in a Republican primary where all the candidates are pro-life, it's not an issue now. But I suspect that the general election, that soundbite will be utilized by whoever the nominee is, because it is so overwhelmingly unbelievable in what it says, incredible in its approach, devastating on his view on the importance of a child. So devastating, I want to play it again for you. Take a listen to what he says about being punished with a baby.
I've got two daughters, 9 years old and 6 years old. I'm going to teach them, first of all, about values and morals. But if they make a mistake, I don't want them punished with a baby.
Realize what the president said. Values and morals equals not being punished with a baby. Now, those aren't my morals and values. It's not most of our listeners' morals and values. But apparently it's the White House occupants, the president of the United States view on morals and value. Punished with a baby. All right, folks, we're going to end this segment again. If you want to speak, continue to stay on the line at 1-800-684-3110. David French is subbing in for Jordan on his program. Again, punished with the baby. How about getting educated on what that means? You go to your phones right now, 877-989-2255. Everybody get this DVD, Choosing Life, 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. And not only get the information about the DVD, but get educated on the issues. Make a donation online, tax deductible to the ACLJ, or call us for the DVD, 877-989-2255. Get educated now.
If you've previously listened to the full hour of Jay's broadcast, now beginning at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, you can listen to the new Jordan Seculo Show. Jordan Seculo provides insightful analysis and interviews with top newsmakers, live from Washington, D.C. The Jordan Seculo Show, Monday through Friday at 12:30 Eastern. Find out how you can listen to the show online at www.jordanseculo.com. And if you're interested in carrying this new program on your station or network, contact the Jordan Seculo Show via email, info@seculo.com.